This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It was refreshing to see a man of his authority showing such care for the environment and for the poor.
Catholics around the world mourning the passing of Pope Francis at the age of 88. Live team coverage continues with Fox's Jonathan Savage. And we heard some of your reporting already this morning on the Pope's leadership of the church through a tumultuous period of time and some of the groundbreaking statements and changes that he was a part of.
Yes, it was tumultuous in many ways. One of the ways was the sex abuse scandal, the child sex abuse scandal within the Catholic Church that came to a head and was uncovered to a great extent during his papacy. In 2018, Pope Francis came into some disrepute, I think it would be said, when he discredited victims of abuse in Chile, but later then apologized to the victims, invited them to the Vatican to personally apologize. And there were further controversies over a former cardinal, the retired Archbishop of Washington as well. But beyond that, I think people will remember him for the way he tilted the Catholic Church towards people who were on the fringes of society, poor people. Poverty was one of his great passions, ending poverty and alleviating poverty, being empathetic towards migrants, people who have taken great risks to travel and leave their homes. He wanted this church to be a refuge for people like that.
He stressed humility over hubris, it seemed, for a church that obviously had been coming off a difficult period of time, but also because every pope has a different sort of outlook and kind of legacy, Pope Benedict did not seem to have that same sort of humility, at least from the outside looking in.
Well, I think that he was someone who was very keen to put his views across. He was someone who was very keen to have an impact, to make sure that the world knew who he was and what kind of Catholic Church he wanted to build, what he wanted the church to stand for. He wasn't shy about letting people know that he was different. His background was different to many, many previous popes. He was the first from the Southern Hemisphere, the first from the Americas to be pope, the first Jesuit to be pope. He didn't want to shy away from that. But then others would argue that, you know, he showed humility in other ways. He didn't like the many of the trapping, as much of the pomp and circumstance of the job of being pope. In fact, his coffin is going to be a simple wooden coffin rather than the three-layered coffin that many other popes have had in recent years. So he would perhaps argue that humility was something that was important to him.
There has been a number of years that have passed since the last time we have gone through this, but it is a very choreographed and a pretty lengthy period of time that will happen. What do the next few days hold?
So over the next few days, there will be periods of mourning for the Pope, opportunities for members of the Catholic Church and others to take part in masses and ceremonies. At some point over the next few days, there will be an opportunity to file past his coffin in St. Peter's Basilica. That'll be followed by the funeral mass itself, which we think is likely to take place between Friday and Sunday. After that, at some point within about a week or so, the papal conclave will gather, and that will be the election of the next pope. The 267th pope will be chosen at that papal conclave. Secret ballots during which a candidate needs a two-thirds majority in order to be elected.
Are there, or is there, a belief that there may be, if you will, like a front runner in this effort? It is so hard, obviously, to be able to, kind of like a Supreme Court justice of the United States, to be able to say, well, this person is set up perfectly for it. But was he, bringing along someone in a kind of a leadership role that many are pointing to yet, Jonathan?
Well, he appointed a number of cardinals who will be part of this process, so perhaps he was looking to shape the future of the church in his image in that way. And he has in some ways thrown down the gauntlet to the Catholic Church to choose either to follow his path, seen by some as a more progressive path, or to return to the traditional Catholic doctrines as espoused by his predecessor, Pope Benedict. A couple of possible names. One is an ally of Pope Francis, Luis Antonio Tarly from the Philippines. He's more of the on the progressive wing of the Catholic Church. On the other side, someone perhaps like Cardinal Peter Erdo of Hungary, a strong advocate for traditional Catholic teachings.
Obviously a story that we'll follow over the coming days and weeks. And Fox's Jonathan Savage, part of our live team coverage from overseas. Appreciate the update this morning. Thanks, Jonathan.